Before we get into where we're heading, a little bit more about Catherine. Can you talk a little bit about what was seen in terms of tolerability and toxicity with T-DM1 and what some of the issues are using T-DM1 now in the adjuvant setting?
Well, you know, we've had experience now with T-DM1 in the adjuvant setting now through a number of trials, only one of which has been reported up until Catherine, which was a pilot study that we did a long time ago showing that it was feasible to give a year of T-DM1 in the early disease setting. But it's quite tolerable. I mean, I think those people who've used T-DM1 in the metastatic setting are pretty familiar with the toxicity profile. There was no unexpected toxicity seen in Catherine or in our pilot trial. About 18% of patients stopped the T-DM1 prior to completing the full 14 cycles. And the reasons for discontinuation were kind of the expected things you see with T-DM1, many of which were laboratory abnormalities that didn't substantially affect the patient's quality of life. So, I mean, for most people, it's pretty tolerable. There is more toxicity than just a year of trastuzumab, but I think for most people, it's quite manageable and not a big impact on quality of life.
What specifically do you expect or you counsel a patient in terms of risk related to thrombocytopenia and LFT abnormalities?
Well, I mean, we know from the studies that it does happen and it requires dose modifications in some percentage of patients, but the clinically meaningful consequence is quite low. Bleeding events have been very low, and I'm not sure they specifically called that out in Catherine, but the main reason for discontinuation were, as you alluded to, were thrombocytopenia, transaminase elevations. But in most cases, those are not clinically impactful. They're just something that we see, and we modify the dose to try to prevent a clinical complication.
So T-DM1, I think, really was the first major, you know, commonly used antibody-drug conjugate that was utilized, I think. But subsequently, now we have bevacizumab out there and a bunch of other antibody-drug. And T-DM1 is kind of always thought about as being the poster child of how non-toxic it is. But I have heard people claim, and of course, it's very, very hard to figure this out, that there are quality life issues. I don't know, like chemo kinds of feeling bad, fatigue type. Do you think, I mean, obviously it'd be hard to figure that out. Do you think that happens?
I mean, I think there are some patients who do have real clinically meaningful toxicity from T-DM1. And you're right, they're the kinds of toxicities that are a little hard to tease out. But there are patients who definitely have nausea with each cycle. There are patients who have fatigue. You know, headache is seen. And whether the kind of cognitive effects, you know, the chemo brain kinds of things, I mean, I've had patients tell me that they've noticed that things feel a little different, but that's hard to tease out. I have never seen a neuropsych type of analysis of patients on T-DM1, which I think you'd have to do to really try to tease that out, like has been done with chemotherapy. But there are patients who do notice something on T-DM1, but I think if you look in the totality of experience with T-DM1 compared to, you know, any chemotherapy, T-DM1 tends to be better tolerated, and that's what's been seen in all the randomized trials. Compared to trastuzumab alone, which has, you know, very little toxicity, T-DM1 does have more. But for most patients, it's a very manageable thing, and doing a year of it or 14 cycles of it is manageable for most patients.
Not to mention that the benefit really is spectacular, so what a trade-off.